Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members if they ever worried about how much someone was drinking. Mary, did you ever worry about how much your family was drinking?
Yes, sir, I did. As I was growing up, I was always worried that Mama was going to kill us while she was drinking and driving. Also, I realized as I got older that my sister started to drink, and she would drive with her children in the car. I deliberately chose not to have children because I was afraid that I too would drink and didn't want to put them in jeopardy. My husband drank. I did not drink. And so I was very, very concerned pretty much my whole life. The amount that people around me that I loved was drinking.
Sure. So how did you find Al-Anon, Mary?
After a New Year's Eve party, everybody in my life, it seemed like, was drunk, and I became very depressed and suicidal, and a lady reached out to me and told me about a program called Al-Anon and said that my life depended on it and that it could change my life. So I went to a meeting on the second day of January, and she was right.
Oh, so you went right away.
I did. I went to the very first meeting they told me was available. I walked in and was so grateful that there were people already in the room because I went a little early to check it out. And there were people there, and they were very friendly, and they were talking to me, and they were laughing and smiling. And it just gave me so much hope that my life could be different.
Well, that's great. I appreciate you sharing your experience with us.
Thank you.
Deb, did you worry about how much somebody was drinking?
You know, when I grew up, kind of like Mary, there were a lot of people in my family that drank. My father was probably the most predominant person that I saw daily drink. I'm not sure that I realized what a problem it was until I got a little bit older and would go to friends' homes and saw that they didn't have the screaming and the yelling and the fighting and the arguing that we had in my home. So I began then to think about other people live life differently than the way we live, and their homes look more appealing to me.
So how did you find Al-Anon?
When my son was getting ready to go to college, the worry and fear and anxiety that I carried around inside of me all the time became almost overwhelming because I knew the risk that he would face in college around peers and perhaps alcohol at parties. And I lost my ability to think clearly. I really was that overwhelmed. And a very good friend of mine had been involved with Al-Anon for a period of time, and she invited me to come to a meeting. I can honestly say when I went, I didn't really have any idea about how it would work for me. But I knew from her that it had made an incredible difference in her life, and she felt a sense of calm, I guess, that I certainly didn't feel. And so I went with her.
And did Al-Anon work for you?
You know, I really believe it did. And part of what I gained from it, I think, was that I learned I didn't have to try and be in control of everything. I really couldn't control other people. I could turn to my higher power and let my higher power be in charge. And for me, that was like having a huge burden lifted off my shoulders. I think to this day, I carry that sense of relief and serenity in some ways with me all the time.
All right. Could you explain a little bit what you mean by a higher power?
Sure. You know, I think people reference their higher power in a variety of ways. For me, it is that spiritual sense of a being bigger than me that can be in charge of what goes on in my life. I call my higher power God, but I know that that's not true for other people.
Well, thanks for explaining that for us.
Thank you.
Michelle, can you relate to the way Mary and Deb described worrying about how much somebody else was drinking, or was your experience a little bit different?
Mine was a little bit different. When I was in the relationship I was in at the time was becoming disastrous. I was getting very controlling, and there were things that were happening that I really couldn't put my finger on, and I didn't know it was about drinking until one day a friend of ours came home and said, maybe you might want to think about going to Al-Anon. And I had never heard of Al-Anon. I had heard of AA, and she explained that it was for the families. And at the same time, my partner then said that she had started to go to AA, and I was really unsure of whether there was a problem with alcohol because it didn't seem so apparent to me at the time. But I took the suggestion, and I went to my first meeting the next week, and I never stopped going because it really was a place that I felt like I had come home to, and that the more that I kept going, the more I started to understand that it wasn't just about the alcohol or the person that I was with, but that I started to see the connections all through my whole life also in having grown up with parents who had been affected by alcoholism, and then seeing how I had always been around friends' families who had very active alcoholism. So I didn't always worry about whether it would affect me, but I see today how much it has affected me.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about worrying about how much somebody else drinks. You are invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at AlAnonFamilyGroups.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on how to find a meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-ALANON to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.